Hello, my name is Anna Symington, and I'm a member of the Rays of Hope Center for Breast Cancer Research Advocacy Council and former Rays of Hope WOC Chair. The Advocacy Council was developed in 2012, whose mission is to promote meaningful research in the area of breast disease that will impact the lives of those with diseases of the breast and breast cancer. I, along with other members of the community that volunteer to serve on this council, guide the focus of the Rays of Hope Center for Breast Cancer Research toward advocacy-driven research. Our role is to create and facilitate the communication bridge, essentially linking the community with the Center for Breast Cancer Research scientists and clinicians. We achieve this by reviewing research proposals that are submitted by scientists and then provide our perspective or feedback to ensure that the proposed ideas reflect the highest priorities of the surrounding community before they are approved for funding. We assure that the ideas are relevant and succeed in influencing research ideas, as well as develop strategies to encourage research participation within our community. We accomplish this work by coming together every 3 months to meet with the co-directors of the Center for Breast Cancer Research. We come from a diverse background with different experiences related to breast cancer. We are volunteers wishing to make a difference in our community. In addition to research proposal reviews, we also evaluate patient materials to ensure they're clear and easily understood and serve as community advocates and advisors on specific research grants. And what I mean by this is that we're able to go a step further by becoming a part of the research team, following and providing input on the progress of the study, bringing the results of the study to the surrounding community, and bringing and sharing the questions and comments from the community back to the research team. An example of this is a recent study for which I've had the privilege of serving as advisor and community advocate, involving a $3.5 million grant from the National Institute of Environmental Health and Science, which was awarded to the Center for the Study of Chemicals known as Endocrine Disruptors. These are found in personal care products, which may increase the risk of breast cancer. This study brings together a collaborative group of researchers and clinicians from UMass Amherst, the Pioneer Valley Life Sciences Institute, Bay State Medical Center, and me. In this role, I've been responsible for helping women become aware of common environmental compounds or chemicals that mimic estrogen, which are commonly found in cosmetics and sunscreens, and to determine any effects or trends toward behavioral choices over time as they relate to personal care products containing these compounds. This has been accomplished by establishing partnerships with community groups and creating and leading educational community workshops that focus on breast health, breast cancer disease, and behavioral patterns that may influence breast cancer risk. Community outreach has also included my speaking at public schools, churches, and community health fairs. I've hosted focus groups with diverse community populations, including teenage girls, in order to not only share information, but to gather information and feedback from individuals regarding their level of awareness of breast health, breast cancer, and level of risk. These focus groups provide a platform for interactive discussion for those directly affected by breast cancer and those who have not been directly affected. The outcome of these discussions provide an exchange of invaluable information between the community and the researchers. As an advocate, establishing and cultivating community partnerships is vital and integral to the success of educating the public and educating the researchers. We determine how to engage and educate people in our Western Mass community, and do so in a manner to lessen anxiety about what is known or not known. An important goal that we, as advocates, continue to strive for is to provide definitive answers to people rather than maybes, so as not to lead to more uncertainties, and the ability for us, through community feedback, to influence the direction of a research plan by redirecting or modifying it is a crucial opportunity that the Council affords its surrounding community. Rays of Hope funding supports the Center for Breast Cancer Research, and we, the Advocacy Council, provide assurance that the funds raised stay true to the mission.